Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Sunday, March 31st, 2013. Today, Saul is talking about acknowledging our divine nature fearlessly. When you are focused on third dimensional issues, you are only about 1% present. Humanity's interest in matters spiritual is growing rapidly as a direct result of the new divine energies flooding the planet, which was, of course, the intent when they were set in motion. You all need to seriously address your spiritual side, your 99%, which vast numbers of you have neglected because of the seductive, enticing, and demanding distractions with which your egos, through the mechanism of the illusion, are constantly bombarding you. Truly, when you are focused on third dimensional issues, you are only about 1% present. That is all of you that your egos can access, even though it often appears to you that some people have enormous egos. Is that not amazing? But it is true, because you are all divine beings of power and might who have chosen to constrain yourselves within the narrow confines of a human body. And now the time has come for you to move on, to move up into the higher dimensions where your spirits shine out brilliantly through the beautiful light with which God endowed you at the moment of your creation. Your divine nature is to shine, and even as you hide yourselves in the depths of the illusion, that nature shines through when you think, speak, or behave lovingly, compassionately, or forgivingly. The more that you do so, the brighter burns your light, which is very clearly visible in the spiritual realms, and which those in the physical realms can sense, feel, and recognize as goodness and holiness, which provides them with a safe space in which they can find acceptance and comfort. You truly are comforters because you are helping others to recognize that their sense that something is missing, that something much greater than physicality is calling to them, is valid, and that it is most definitely not a sign that they are on the threshold of psychosis. You chose to incarnate to shine your light so that others could experience the comfort and support that your presence provides. It gives them added strength to cope with and learn the lessons with which their life paths present them, so that they may awaken into the reality from which it often seems that they are excluded. Keep that light shining brightly by engaging fully with the field of divine love that constantly surrounds you, breathing its catalytic encouragement on the inextinguishable flame of love burning eternally within each one of you. You are all lights unto the world, establishing heaven on earth as you mix and mingle with family, friends, and associates in your daily lives. I do not exaggerate when I tell you this, because all that our Father has created, including every one of you apparently entangled in the illusion, are sentient, immortal beings of infinite perfection and beauty. The illusion does hide this from you with a thin veil that is as illusory as the illusion itself, but it suffices while you choose to focus on the egoic influence that is forever attempting to persuade you that life is uncertain, fragile, and likely to be snuffed out suddenly and inexplicably unless you take great care of it. But as you open your hearts more and more to engage with the divine field of love, your sense of insecurity, of lack, even of danger, recedes, leaving you feeling free of fear, free to offer love, to express love, and to share love with an increasing lack of discriminatory limits on or conditions. In fact, you start to demonstrate your true nature by living it, and that inspires and uplifts those with whom you interact, allowing and encouraging them to do likewise. You have an expression, coming out, to signify someone who has admitted publicly to being of a sexual persuasion that is different from the accepted norm. I would suggest that it is time for you all to come out and admit that love is your nature. You know from what has been occurring over the last few decades that to come out effectively slays people's dragons and frees them from the fears that have restrained and, yes, controlled them. Now is the time to come out and declare publicly and fearlessly that your true nature, as a divine being, as a child of God, is love, and that it is unchanging and unchangeable. The nature with which you were endowed at the moment of creation is perfect, beautiful, divine, and therefore absolutely unalterable in any way. It is true of every single human being that has or ever will live. Once you fearlessly acknowledge that divine truth, because it applies without exception to every human being, it can no longer be contained, and it will spread and spread and spread until no one remains unaware, untouched, or immune to the recognition of it. This truth will indeed set you free. All you have to do is acknowledge it. With so very much love, Saul.